morning, everybody out there in WKXL Radio Land. Welcome to Art for Living. Your host today, Jane Cormier, and we're happy to have you with us here on WKXL New Hampshire Talk Radio.com, WKXL 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. So, you know, we have a special guest every show. But we have a really, really neat special guest today. And, you know, we talk an awful lot about music and the arts and all things that can help us have an artful life, right? A graceful life, a good life, well-rounded with beautiful things, right? And today's guest is actually someone that works at a very local institution or institute, I guess. And we're going to learn all about the Avaloc Farm Music Institute today, which is very close to Concord. It's like right here in our backyard. So we want to welcome Ashley Bathgate to our program today. Welcome, Ashley.
Hi, Jane. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We were talking up in the room, you know, what do we call it, our entranceway, with the general manager, and we were having such a great conversation. My fear was is we would lose all this good stuff. So we're going to have a great show. You have so much insight and energy, and we're going to learn all about Avaloc. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I am a cellist by trade. I'm originally from Saratoga Springs, New York. I grew up on a horse farm.
Ooh.
I guess I started singing at a very young age before I was playing an instrument. And, you know, music kind of was the thing that won out, you know, over sports and all the other extracurriculars. Mm-hmm. And I ended up going to Bard College, followed my teacher there, and later Yale School of Music for grad school.
Beautiful.
And totally on a classical music track at that point. And I, you know, was determined to move to New York City and kind of, you know, pave my way.
Yeah.
And a composer who was one of my professors at Yale said, hey, there's this contemporary music ensemble, Bang on a Can, that's looking for a cellist. So I auditioned and I ended up winning this job, which changed my trajectory.
Isn't
musically.
That funny? Banging on a Can.
Yeah. Check them out. It's a really cool organization in New York. We don't always bang on a can.
No.
There's six people in the group, and it's a larger organization with a lot of different arms and legs. But there, I think I cut my teeth on the contemporary music scene.
Cool.
And I had the, you know, extreme privilege of getting to travel the world and play in, you know, Australia, South America, Asia, just
cool.
Everywhere, which was a wonderful opportunity and, of course, really altered my perspective on everything. And so I lived in New York City doing that for 10 years and needed a change. I went back to where I'm from thinking, oh, I'll settle down there. My family is still there in Saratoga.
Yeah.
And then, now I had been coming to Avaloc Farm Music Institute for many years as a musician.
Wow, okay.
But in 2021, of course, all work had ceased and I didn't have much going on at that point. So I came for about a month to help out at the institute and also work on my own projects. And through many conversations, you know, and as life would throw you those curveballs every once in a while, I was offered the chance to be the next artistic director at Avaloc.
Good for you.
And they said, how about, you know, we really want someone who's here full time. We have a house for you. And I was at that point living with my parents, you know, still
sure.
in this like COVID phase. And I said, sure.
You'll take it. I won't turn
I'll
that down.
I'll take it. Moving to New Hampshire right now.
Beautiful.
So that's how I kind of wound up here. And that was in January of 2022. I've been here a couple years now.
Okay.
And I am the executive and artistic director at the Institute.
So that's a big gig, both at the same time, you know? I mean, there's a lot of work there.
Yes, I think anyone who works in a nonprofit will tell you that they wear many hats
yes.
and do many jobs. And it's a big undertaking, but I'm up for the challenge. And also, I was ready, I think, at this point in my life to settle down, be part of a community, and to be presented with some new challenges, I think. And so that is exactly what I'm getting.
Yes.
And it's also extremely rewarding, I think, to be part, you know, you spend the majority of the year for a seasonal operation like this, prepping and getting everything ready, and it's all administrative, and then all of a sudden hundreds of musicians
yes.
are in
descending.
Your midst,
yes.
and it's one of the most incredible opportunities I've been given.
That's great. I think they have the perfect person, right? Someone that has an understanding of what it takes to run a nonprofit, you know, organization, all the different, like you said, hands in that pot, but you're a performer as well. And the vision, I'm sure, is safe in your hands, which to me is always a big deal. You know, when we see, I have a pet peeve. In fact, a couple shows ago, we were talking about it. There's a lot of course, you know, cultural artistic groups that do good work. But sometimes I think that when we start having business people come in to the helm of what is essentially a music or a cultural organization, I think that that's a specific challenge sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I think it's important to keep in touch, right, with that artistic side of things. And I've also learned that this is one of those, you know, you need people around you, right? So you need a team, and
yes.
it's really important not just to have, you need the business side, like you need that aspect of it,
yep.
but you really do need good artistic administrative help and people who are different even than, you know, have different tastes than my own.
Of course,
you know, for example, my co-director, Jessica Tong, is more steeped in classical music, and I'm in the contemporary music, and
mm-hmm.
our panel that reviews all of the applicants, we have someone from the jazz world and composition.
Beautiful.
And all of those things. So it's really, it takes a village, I guess.
There you go. You said it. So there are many people, I suspect, in Concord that are not familiar with Avaloq Farm. So can you tell us, what is the mission of this organization?
Sure. So it's a creative arts residency focused on performing artists, musicians. And they come, you know, as soloists, as composers, as ensembles with composers in tow. We have had other interdisciplinary projects. Occasionally there's a movement artist, you know, a dancer or a mm-hmm. visual artist. And so we encourage, a diverse flow, I guess, of art making, but mostly musicians. And, you know, they come, and they're, I think the heart of it is that they're taken care of. And
yeah.
this is a luxury, right? Because, you know, having come from that life and living in a city where it's an assault on the senses, you don't have any peace and quiet, you're running around, you're always on a plane or a train, one rarely does not have time to actually create in a quiet, peaceful environment where everything is taken care of. So
right.
they come, they just have to get themselves to the farm, and from there they have a place to live, they have a studio to work in. We have a fantastic chef who, you know, caters to them. They get three meals a day. There are always snacks for everybody. There's this, and it's beautiful, you know, New Hampshire landscape.
Right, right.
Right near Walker Pond, you know, so they can, there's lots of activities, I guess, they can partake in.
Right. So if anybody is interested, it's avaloqfarmmusic.org is the website. And if you go on that site, you can see what a beautiful place this is. And it has great information about who's bringing this foundation or organization together, all the staff, and it's a really nice site. So that's avaloqfarmmusic.org. It's a place, I guess, where you support the artists and their visions.
Absolutely. And, you know, for a long time, I think this was a well-kept secret for, you know, 10 years. Our founder, Fred Tauber, and the original artistic director, Deb Scher, you know, they created this place, had a very specific vision in mind with the idea of growing it. And so for a long time, musicians knew about it, but I don't think the community
mm-hmm.
knew about it. And we never had any public performances
yeah.
until now. So when I came on board, I, after many asks and pleading, I finally convinced Fred to build a performing arts, you know, a concert space. Mm-hmm. So now we have this barn, which was completed last June.
Wonderful.
And now we have Friday night concerts available to the community. And it has, you know, capability of lawn seating outside. My idea was, oh, mini Tanglewood, you know, kind of let's open up those doors, let people picnic and come and take in this music. And the concerts are featuring our residents who are there each week. And my goal is to kind of present a buffet of like what is there artistically. So you would have some classical music, you would have some jazz, some rock, some folk.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. And I think that's what makes it fun. So we hope people will come.
It definitely has some really cool performances that you can see on that website. That's avalochfarmmusic.org. We're going to take a little break here. We hear our bump music, but don't you go anywhere because we're coming right back here and we're going to talk with Ashley some more about the program at Avaloch. Stay with us, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. Welcome back. Art for Living here. Jane Cormier, your host on WKXL 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. We have a great guest today. We have Ashley Bathgate, who is the Artistic Director, General Manager of Avaloch Farms, right here in Boscawen. For many of our music-loving, residents here in Concord, I'm not sure that enough people know about what you're bringing to the community. And I find it interesting. Maybe you can answer this question for me. So Avaloch was started what year? Do you know what year it began?
It opened in 2013.
So 2013 with the singular purpose of supporting just the artist without really any performance aspect. It was just for the artist to sort of bring their art together.
Yes, although they are asked as part of giving back to the community, and that has been a part since the beginning, that we do have an extensive community engagement program. So one of the things we ask them to do is, if they're willing, will you perform at the, Friendly Kitchen or some of the nursing homes or some the assisted living facilities, hospitals, all sorts of places in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing we weren't able to do until now was actually invite the community to us.
Yes.
And so with this space.
So when did that happen, Ashley? When did you have the barn built? When did that take place?
Yes. Well, I remember it well because it's probably taken a decade off of my life. overseeing construction was not what I signed up for, but definitely a learning experience. So that was all of last year.
Okay.
And we completed it just in the nick of time for the beginning of the season in June.
Wow.
We had 9 evenings at Avaloch, which is the series that that features our residents. But one of the other things that we are now doing we're partnering with different organizations in the area. So, for instance, we have now the Composers Conference, which is actually celebrating its 80th anniversary this year.
Mamma mia.
It was at Wellesley and then Brandeis, and now its new home is Avaloch.
Beautiful.
And that features, composers who are writing new music for the resident ensemble. It's about 45 people that are living at the farm and making music, and we give concerts there as well. We've also partnered with Dartmouth and the Hopkins Center for the Arts to present some of their artists. In fact, we have Tamika Reed, who is coming in with a 16-piece jazz ensemble in a few weeks. And also coming up is the One Beat Festival, which is an extension of the Bang on a Can Collective that I was describing earlier.
Yes.
And that is a global musicians workshop. So literally instrumentalists and composers and musicians from all over the globe who gather. And they do many of these residencies, and I think they're hoping to make Avaloch their new home.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
So the dream is that, in addition to the residency program, we're doing more of the performing arts, and we're partnering with more community organizations and the universities, and will hopefully one day be no longer seasonal but year-round.
Isn't that great? Yeah, well, it's wonderful that it's growing. You know what I mean? That what started off in one dimension has now grown, and it's grown a little bit more in another dimension. So that's awesome. That's really great. What is your favorite part of Avaloq? What is the favorite of Avaloq Farms? What is your favorite part as general manager?
Well, the one thing I wasn't anticipating, I wasn't sure how I would take to life as an arts administrator after really? Being a freelance performer for so many years and traveling around the world. But I think my favorite part is that now the world gets to come to us, right? So we have this place where everyone, and I'm inviting them, right?
Yes.
These are a lot of, it's like you wonder, you spend all these years making contacts and meeting people, and finally I have the opportunity to say,
yeah,
why don't you come here to this wonderful place? We're going to make you feel great and take care of you, and you can create, in a completely unfettered, peaceful environment. That is rewarding, and it shows itself not only in the performances, but we have these share sessions, which has always been a part of the tapestry there, but sharing for each other. So
cool.
All the musicians, and we do these studio crawls where each group might share from their respective working space. Towards the end of the week, it's usually self-organized, so they'll take it upon themselves to kind of curate an evening where we just wander, Pied Piper style, from cabin to cabin, seeing what the groups have been working
cool.
on. And I often wind up in tears or ecstatic joy at just seeing, the thing that you don't always get to see on a stage or in a live performance is that raw work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And a real intimacy and vulnerability of an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I get to see this, and hopefully the community will get to see it too, where you see them in a state of, I've just had this idea. I just recorded the first line of this song.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying something out. They're experimenting, right? They're soundboarding off of one another. They're collaborating. I can't tell you how many groups have sort of spun out, right, from different ensembles that have meshed while they're at Avaloq. So I think it's the fruits of the labor,
sure.
right, so to speak, is like watching these musicians tap into the deepest parts of themselves and
creating.
Then being willing to share that with us
mm-hmm.
in a beautiful space.
Well, you know what? One is, if one knows anything about Western civilization music history, right? This is exactly what was happening back in the great, the great era of the classical period or the Baroque or the classical, mostly, I think, classical and romantic, where you had salons, right?
That's right.
You had artist salons where they would write a piece before they would bring it to the public in a big format. They'd play for each other.
That's right.
You have the same thing happening at that period of time. Expressionistic artists were really big. Your Van Goghs and his friends would get together and have little exhibits with the works that they were doing. So you're really making all of this connection right here in 2024, but it's almost like you're revisiting an era where the value of art was what was shared. Part of that value was what was shared amongst the artists themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, when people ask me, well, what are you doing, or you're doing good work, I just say I'm leaning into what works, what is already there, right? It's very organic what is happening,
mm-hmm.
and you're absolutely right. I mean, we've been doing this for centuries, so these intimate, that's where the magic happens, right? That's where the conversation and discussion
Correct.
And kind of the think tank is happening. And I think, it's very special to be a part of that and to have that. I also think it was pre-COVID, but it's definitely post-COVID. People are craving
mm-hmm.
that,
yes.
right? Like, we've gotten so oversaturated with technology and our phones and our devices and playing in huge concert halls
mm-hmm.
and the goal being to do as much as possible and never stop working and never stop moving.
Right.
This is a place where they get to stand still.
Yeah.
They're not distracted by any of that. And I think for a public too, you know, I want Avaloq to be a destination point for people who will come for an experience.
Sure. Right?
And I think that is what people are craving now, is to go to a beautiful place, to get away from it all, to see, hear, and mm-hmm. experience art. Even our chef, who is just so wonderful. I mean, it's really healthy, good food, and it's made creatively, right?
It's so artful. It's
all the senses at once, and I feel like there is something to that.
Totally, totally. I think in our time, in our day and time, we're so missing what you're talking about, even in the family life, you know? I mean, sitting down and having dinner together is really small microcosm, but we're not doing that either, right? Because the world looms so large right in front of us. So the fact that Avaloq Farms has made this space and is using this space to cultivate true aesthetic, you know, and artistic connection, and now bringing the people, the audience, in to participate in that. Because let's face it, arts aren't art unless we participate.
Right.
I tell my singers, you know, young opera singers, you will never cultivate what you need in the studio. I don't care who your teacher is. The cultivation of the art form is in the sharing of that work.
You're absolutely right.
And this is big time important stuff, because I'm not sure that lay folk value how important this is, the behind the scenes work, cultivating the making mistakes and cultivating what can be better and who says what and why did they say it. That's all part of the process. And then the other part is the sharing together with it. So you've brought both parts together. So good for you.
Thank you.
Really, really important work, Ashley. Yes. She's a youngin'. Anybody out there that knows me knows that I'm not a youngin'. But boy, I know greatness when I see it. And, you know, they're very lucky, I think, to have you on board. You've got it all going.
Thank you.
Good for you. All right. We hear that music. We're going to take another break. Don't you go away. WKXL, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and our new signal, 101.9 FM in Manchester. Artful Living. We'll be right back. Hang tight. We're coming up on the other side. Welcome to Artful Living. Jane Cormier, your host here on WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. And we have a great guest today. Her name is Ashley Bathgate, and she is general manager of Avaloq Farm Music and Music Institute. And we've been chatting about all things creation of the music process and the wonderful things that are happening at Avaloq. For those of you that are just joining us, Avaloq is right in Boscawen, and it was a place that was sort of a hallowed ground for artists that want to create music, different genres of music, and has sort of worked its way to now have expand to where the audience and the community can come in and enjoy some of their work. So, Ashley, I know that there's a lot here, and everything is on the website at avaloqfarmmusic.org, but maybe you could take us through some of the upcoming events. They certainly are very different. They seem to be very different.
Sure. So the residency that we have coming up in the beginning of April is a cellist and composer named Tamika Reed. And this is presented by the Hopkins Center for the Arts at Dartmouth. So they will be presenting that concert actually in Hanover, but the whole 16-piece ensemble is going to be in residence at Avaloq.
I see. Okay.
And they will be doing some community events while they're in residence. But she'll come in. It's a brand new ensemble that's never gotten together before.
So
they're like fleshing out all of this new, led by Taylor Ho Bynum, who's the musical director. And then they will premiere a new piece that week. So I think it's April 11th would be the concert. The next festival that's going to be there is One Beat, which is the Global Musicians Workshop that I was mentioning earlier.
Yes.
And that is, that'll be a full house. That's going to be about 30 musicians, I think, who will be, again, they're building what will be a tour after they're finished being in residence. And so they're creating, writing music together, figuring out what they're going to do in their concerts subsequently. And on May 4th, we will have a concert in the barn at Avaloq.
May 4th.
Yes. And
wonderful.
That will be a kind of like the kickoff to their tour that's going to happen
so
in
New
Hampshire.
Are they going to be, they'll be at Avaloq while they tour?
They will. They're, gotcha. They're there for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so this is a spring and fall residency. So they'll be back in mid-September. Wow. To early October.
Wow,
same
Sally.
Thing. Similar thing will happen. And then when they're not, so they basically have a resident, you know, resident residency
gotcha.
Twice a year at the same place. And then they go to Africa and they go all
wow.
over the world and do these satellite residencies yeah. in other countries.
Wow.
And kind of collect, I mean, they just have an extensive collection of musicians and, you know, playing all sorts of different instruments. So they'll be here April 18th through May 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we will be gearing up for our regular residency season, which opens on Memorial Day.
Okay.
And I think, I'm not sure what day of the week Friday is. Is it the 31st or the 1st? That will be our first evening at Avaloq. So it's a Friday night series.
Okay.
And that's open to the public, just it's free, suggested donation, you know, if you are so inclined, but we invite everybody, and that sort of kicks off our residency season, which is 11 weeks and runs through mid-September.
Wow.
In the midst of those residency weeks, we have two other festivals that will happen. One is the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, who will be coming and leading a conducting workshop.
Cool.
And I believe they will also be having some concerts. These are all on our website. I'm
yes.
probably not giving you
no,
the right dates.
No, no, you are. You are. You're right so far.
So this is in June, yeah.
Yeah, June 17th, Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble.
Yes.
And how do they connect with you, or do you connect with them?
Both have happened. I think, you know, in the beginning when we first started doing it, it was more myself and my co-director reaching out to people we knew. We knew the Composers Conference was looking for a new home, for instance, and so they were the first organization that we partnered with.
Mm-hmm.
And that is happening July 14th through August 4th.
Okay.
And maybe we can talk a little bit about
sure.
that one in a second.
Yeah.
But yeah, reaching out to them. And then I think people were hipped to the fact that we were open for business, so
yes.
to speak, and like, oh, well, we could have our festival or our retreat at Avaloq. And so one of the directors of the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble had been a resident at Avaloq in the past.
Wow.
And she said, I love it here so much. Do you think we could host our conducting workshop there?
Beautiful.
So that's how that happened. We also have hosted several adult amateur retreats. So we get a lot of asks from
nice.
People who want to bring their group. We even host our own fall foliage weekend where in October where we invite and we fill the place. I mean, there's probably 50 people
wow.
and who are coming. And, you know, they're all neuroscientists and lawyers and doctors, but they play instruments on the
yes.
side. And so they come for, you know, apple picking and foliage sightseeing and make, although it's not actually, they never leave the practice room. Like they come and they literally play music all
yeah.
day long.
It's probably a holiday for them.
So it's a mixture of both. But I think once word gets out that you're doing those kinds of things, people are interested.
Yeah.
So it hasn't, you know, been that difficult to attract other groups and musicians there.
Oh, I would guess not. I mean, what an opportunity, really.
Yeah.
You know?
But the Composers Conference is very special this year in that it's the 80th anniversary.
Yeah.
And this is a 3-week festival, which will have something like 3 concerts a week, I think, on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. But at the end of that festival on August 4th, they are having a gala, which is open to the public.
Wow.
And the reason that's exciting is because they have gotten 8 composers, one from each decade that the festival has been in existence.
Oh, how cool.
Most of them Pulitzer Prize winning artists, to come and write pieces for the ensemble. Actually, my trio is giving a premiere of the youngest of, you know, generation of alumni. So we're really excited about that. And that will be open, you know, ticketed
August
to the
4th.
Public. Yes.
Right. Awesome. So it says here applications are now open. Are you still taking applications?
No, should not say that.
Okay.
And that's when you need someone to update your website.
That's right. I just wanted to see if that was still
open. No, typically we open, so they open December 1st and we close February 1st.
Gotcha.
And then we review. This year we had over 300 applications, which was a record for us.
Holy moly.
And then we go through a furious review process, and then I design the schedule for about a month, and we're right at that point now where the ensembles have been accepted, and we are going to announce that to the public in a few days, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have an event coming up in a few days, or is it just online?
No, it'll just be online, and you'll be able to check out all the artists and groups who are going to be coming this season.
Very cool. So online, if you go to their site, avalokfarmmusic.org, you will see on there that it has all these events listed, and the Composers Conference Gala, which is Sunday, August 4th, is right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. There's something here, Northeast Chamber Music Seminar.
Yes, that is one of the adult amateur retreats that I was mentioning.
Very cool.
So I think their sign-up process is still in process, so you can check that as well if you're a musician who wants to come and play some chamber music.
Yes. All right, well, that's good to know. Again, information will be on the website. You can check that out. And then you have the One Beat coming back in September, right?
They come back in September, and there will likely, we haven't scheduled that concert yet, but I imagine that it will be towards the end of that, around the beginning of October, we'll have a performance.
Beautiful.
And then we start working towards our gala, which will also be open for the public, and we're going to have Sandbox Percussion and India Kehoe in residence performing for that, both of whom are Grammy nominated artists.
And when is that, the one that you're just talking about, Sandbox artist, do you know?
The gala is, I believe it's happening on November 2nd.
It's November 4th.
Okay, that could be.
Yeah, annual fall gala. There it is, right on site.
Okay.
The 4th, and so you'll have multiple great guests on that one. That's pretty cool. That's one, folks, you want to write down, November 4th.
Don't listen to me. She knows the dates better than I do.
Well, I'm looking at the computer. She's got to remember like 20,000 dates here, so I have the easy job. Awesome. So you are pretty much year-round now. Aren't you?
We're getting there. So the other thing that we've established just this winter is that now that we have this space, and the number one request from residents over the past decade was, can you have a recording studio?
Oh, yeah.
Now, we don't have a recording studio like we're in, you know, where it's so quiet as we're doing this interview. But the space itself, which is all wood, it's all pine interior, beautiful acoustics.
Yes.
We now have a resident sound engineer.
Wow.
And so we've opened it up that you can rent the space to record. You can be in residence and make an album there. You can rent the space if you want to do your own performance of something.
Oh, cool.
So we're getting there. Yeah.
What do you mean you're getting there? I think you're making great progress. This is awesome. All right, we're going to take a little break. Artful Living, Jane Cormier here. We're speaking with Ashley Bathgate from Avalok Farm Music. And stay right there, because after these little announcements, we're going to be right back. WKXL, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. Hang tight. We're coming right back. Welcome back. Jane Cormier, your host here on WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. You are with Artful Living, and we have a great guest today. We're talking about a wonderful institute that is right in our own backyard in Bosquin, and it's Avalok Farm Museum, Avalok Farm Music Institute. That's when you know you have to get some glasses here. And they've been telling us, or our guest, Ashley Bathgate, has been telling us about all the events that are happening and how the growth of this organization has really taken root. All good stuff. So let me ask you, Ashley, you know, we've sort of brought our listeners through the beginning of Avaloq and all the changes and the growth. What do you see long term? What would you like to see long term happen at Avaloq?
Well, yeah, aside from it being a year-round facility, I think I would love for it to be a destination, right? I want not just artists, but I want this community and also other communities from further away to, you know, regard us as a place where you can go for an experience, right? For something that is satisfying to all the senses, you know, that you would be able to stay. We have wonderful facilities where you can stay overnight. We have delicious food. We have amazing music, which honestly, I don't know if, you know, it's such a blessing that all of these people come from all over the world, because I don't think that normally happens.
Yes.
Where you have a place where they're just flocking from different countries and all over, and they're here. They're here to share this music with us, and I hope that that's inspiring and eye-opening to a lot of people who come to our concerts. So I want it, you know, someday, I guess I would love to see a sculpture garden or some visual art, you know, that's on the land there that you know they have to offer. I think I've traveled to so many places and gotten so many ideas. You know, you know Tippett Rise Art Center, which is on a ranch in Montana. I participated in the Moab Music Festival last summer, of course, in the Canyonlands. We're floating on a riverboat down, you know, on a barge with a grand piano on this
Mama
barge.
Mia, really?
In the Canyonlands. Something that beautiful. Now, we don't have canyons, and but we do have a barge, I'm sure, somewhere. You know, I'm just thinking, I think there are a lot of interesting areas to explore in not only indoor performance, but also using the land that we have. It's beautiful here.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to see it. I am accustomed to art being made in all sorts of different places. And so I'm eager to explore, even outside of Avaloq,
sure,
you know, farm, where we might be able to share all of this talent that
absolutely
we have.
That's coming to Avaloq. I mean, you could share at different places, different venues, all over the place. You know, I would assume that having this organization's support is important, mm-hmm. Because all of these wonderful visions do take money, right? And so if you go to avaloqfarmmusic.org, there's a support link there. And if anybody was interested, I'm sure that they wouldn't turn away support to sustain this continued mission, you know, bringing beautiful music and beautiful experiences to one and all is quite an endeavor. So there are many ways, unrestricted gifts, memorial donations, I think, and living tributes. Great ways.
We also need a name on that new concert space. So if anybody wants to put their name on it, that would be a big one.
It's not named yet, huh?
It's not named yet.
Oh, Mamma Mia, that's got to happen. That's a great way to yeah, that's pretty cool.
But I think, you know, most if one does support us, it is going towards, basically, you're supporting the artists who come.
Yes.
And you're helping you know, these are fully funded, free residencies. So, mm-hmm. like I said, all they have to do is get themselves there. The rest is taken care of by us. And yes, that doesn't fall off the trees,
no.
Unfortunately. So we do need help in every way that we can get it.
Right. And if you have a desire to be part of that, I am sure that even volunteering, perhaps, it's, you know, in some capacity,
yes,
is important.
Yes. Just even helping us greet someone at the door at a concert. You can come in and just take in some music and hand out a program or two. That would be so
beautiful.
Helpful to us.
Absolutely. So really, it's a beautiful site, folks. You know that I heavily push the sites because we're inundated with so much information every day. We all know that. That's a good thing in some ways. And it's not so good in others, but we need to make sure we remember to to stay on topic with things that really motivate and move us. So AvalonFarmMusic.org is something that you want to keep in your mind. Check out the site. Certainly a worthy endeavor in every way. And there might be something on here that really respond to, that really moves you. The music alone would move me. I think that just the fact that you have a destination place that you're working toward and doing right now to bring great music and, you know, the aesthetic process of making music is something we need more of.
And we want the community also partake in that as well. I mean, it's not just concerts, right? Like, we want to have open rehearsals where the audience would come in and see what that process is. Take, for instance, if you come for a dinner with us, you would be dining with these artists in residence and getting to talk to them. And I think, you know, it's so important to kind of have this interaction also with the community. Like, they need that feedback, right? What is it? You create something in closed walls, but until you share it with an audience, you don't have a sense of how that's going to land or what's going to happen, right? So it's important also to have people who are the sounding board for that, literally.
That's the last portion of art, right? Is your audience to partake.
And music, I mean, there are very few things in this world that unite us, right? And music is one of them, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, what we offer is simple, but very important. And we need that. We need music to continue.
I think so. I totally agree with you. We need all great things that are beautiful. Artful living is all about graceful. You know, sometimes people wonder why we do some of the topics that we do here. I might go and talk to an herbalist or someone. You would think, you know, what's that doing on artful living? But I'm one that believes that art can be so much more than just a one-stop definition of, you know, actor, singer, performer, whatever. There's art all around us. And we have to access it because it's there.
Yeah.
And you're obviously your residencies and the partnerships, everything that you have going on, is you are engaging in that process on every level. And what's better than that? I don't know that there is anything.
No, the collaborative spirit of Avaloq is so important as well. I mean, what if you did have a visiting philosopher or herbalist or or weaver or I mean, all of these different disciplines, that's how music gets made, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just by staying. I remember, and I always, you were saying earlier about getting out of, you know, not being isolated, getting out of the practice room. I remember, and I tell all of my students when I do teach, you were sort of fed this, well, if you go to school, practice, you'll have a job just magically waiting for you at the end of all of this, which is not true, just sidebar.
Yes.
When I talk to younger people, I always encourage them. I'm like, you know what? Don't bury yourself in that practice room. Go meet people. Right. Go try new things. Experiment. Talk to people outside of your field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just so important, right? It's that dialogue.
We're multidimensional beings, right? And there are some people that get so fixated upon their art form that I think they miss out a really important part of the sharing of themselves and learning from other people as well. Because it can't just be you by yourself. Solo performers have to really work with that.
You know? And I struggled with that because I did a lot of, I mean, I still do to a certain extent, but I was doing it heavily, you know, in the 2010 to 18 range while I was in New York City. And yeah, it's lonely.
Yes, it is.
And it's hard to, you know, I was doing a lot with laptop and playing different things, multi-tracking and doing live processing, which is all sorts of fun. But I missed the chamber music.
Totally.
Right? Like that relationship on stage and that spontaneous in the moment happening.
Absolutely.
Right?
And also,
I mean, during COVID, right, not having an audience,
that was
crazy. Like, we lost all of a sudden that connection with the people who were hearing us, and it just wasn't the same. So I'm so happy that has returned.
Yes, we're back, I think, to as much normalcy as we can have right now, and that's a good thing. Maybe the arts will make a resurgence. I believe that, sadly, at least in the world of opera, I won't speak to anything else because that's sort of my forte. We have now become, because the ending onslaught was COVID, we're a niche art form now, which is so sad because opera offers everything together. You know, the visual, the musical, the dramatic.
Okay, well, I'll be presenting an opera then.
Oh, well, we'll talk together.
You heard it here first.
We need that. We need that. So I hear break music, and this has been a wonderful interview. Thank you, Ashley, for coming out.
Thank you so much for
having me. Very, very informative. And everybody, avalokfarmmusic.org. Go to the site. We want to make sure that you're part of this wonderful, wonderful institute. WKXL 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you at the next show of Artful Living.